This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Hi, this is Karen from Finance, and you're listening to Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
That's right. Thank you, Karen. It is Mad Wednesdays. Robbie and Tom, no relation, bringing you right through till 7 o'clock. Now, we are very excited, Tom.
This is a good week for me to be, you know, pushing Dean out of the way and coming on air.
I know.
You've been a good lineup.
I know you've been very excited for the Campari that is about to come ahead. We do have Karen from Finance on the line. How are you going, Karen?
Hi, boys. Hi, Australia. I'm doing so well. How are you?
Very, very, very good. But more importantly, how are you? I know you're in the middle of your international tour at the moment.
I am. I am out of office. I wish I could tell you that I was, you know, relaxing and reclining in a swim-up bar in Bali somewhere with a bright green cocktail. But unfortunately, I'm sitting on the Monash Freeway in Melbourne. It's not as glamorous as the life should be.
Oh, surely you just call it professional development, then you can write it off as office hours.
Well, that's pretty much what the out-of-office tour should be, you know. A smart girl would only leave the office if she was able to make it a tax write-off.
This is it.
And unfortunately, that's what I'm doing. I've got receipts coming out of my ears, so I'm on the freeway down to the suburb to pick up some more shoe boxes so I can keep filling them with junk receipts, you know? You know how it is.
Always the professional. Karen, you are in the middle of your whirlwind out-of-office tour. Now, you hit Melbourne last weekend. How did you go? Two sellout shows.
It was a whirlwind weekend. I did five shows in three cities across 3 days, and four of them were sold out. It was just outrageous. We did Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. We debuted the show. It was an absolute riot, a total roller coaster, and we had a blast. Oh, my goodness. I knew the show was going to be outrageous, but it truly was wild.
What's it like doing, so some of these shows you're doing back-to-back, as you're saying, what's it like, you know, doing a show, getting a little bit of, you know, I imagine just probably spritzing yourself down for a couple of minutes and then back out there and doing it all again?
It's pretty crazy. Someone said to me, they're like, I didn't realise you were wearing a wire microphone until the end. I saw the cable going down the back of your neck. I said, no, darling, that was just a bead of sweat. Glamorous.
Well, if that doesn't paint a picture, nothing will.
Now, Karen, if I may call you Karen, I did notice that the Melbourne shows you did here were all ages events. What was that like compared to, you know, the usual scene that we're used to of our adult-only entertainment venues with the occasional beverage going?
Well, look, when I say all ages, I mean 16 plus.
I mean, we'll take it.
I want the shows to be as accessible as possible. You know, we live in a great day and age where a lot of people are interested in drag and what the girls are doing out there, and I just wanted as many people to come along and see it as they can. And I had the luxury of being able to perform in the beautiful Melba Spiegel tent at Circus Oz in Collingwood, and so we were able to open up the doors to the kids 16 and up, which was wonderful.
Because drag should really be accessible where it can be. And, of course, we are seeing things like, you know, drag story time and other spaces where, you know, it's taking it out of the bars and into the wider world.
That's exactly right. And, I mean, there's certainly places where drag needs to be 18 plus because it can get a little bit raunchy. But as I'm sure you could imagine, there's limitations to how raunchy Karen from Finance can be.
I mean, we don't want an HR complaint, really. So we need to have it pulled in.
I mean, to be fair, it probably should be an 18 plus show because she does get pretty wild. But
Karen,
why not? We're all open minded.
Karen, has there been a particular part of the show that the audience is really responding to? Has there been a real standout highlight for you?
Yes, there absolutely is, but I don't want to give too much away.
Oh.
But it is a one-woman show, but I would be lying if I didn't say that there were appearances by other characters, whether it be via video or voiceover or animation perhaps. But there is a certain other character that I'm introducing to the world of Karen from Finance through this show that people are just dying for. And in fact, I've been told that this character has brought some people to tears.
Oh my goodness, I hope the good type of tears. Is it a ventriloquist doll?
It's not a no. It's absolutely not.
Because that's
but
a picture.
I don't want to give it away because it's such a pivotal part of the show. It's,
no,
it's
of
so
course.
Special and crazy.
Of course, and people do still have the opportunity to see this. You are still in the middle of the tour. You've got you're coming up this weekend, Friday the 13th. You're at Mary's Poppin in Adelaide, Saturday the 14th at Connections in Perth, and then across the ditch, Karen.
That's right. She's going international. She's got her passport ready.
Friday the 20th of September, you'll be at the Ivy Bar in Wellington. And Saturday the 21st, you'll be at Phoenix Entertainment in Auckland. The tour is not slowing down yet.
No, we're only halfway through and it's just going to get crazier from here on in.
Now, tell me, do you have to change any jokes for the Kiwi crowd? Have you got any local references?
The entire show is pretty much based off of local references, but I've
found... Oh, she ended the time.
Oh. Are you there? I think we lost you, Karen.
Are you there?
Yep. Go again.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I'm not going to change it too much. I find the Kiwis are very in tune with the Aussie jokes over this side of the ditch, so they're getting the full extravaganza.
I suppose they're familiar with a 9-to-5 working day as we are. Karen, all the best with it. We do wish you well. Do check out those dates. You can head to inthedark.com for tickets and dates for coming up in Adelaide, Perth, Wellington and Auckland. You'd be silly to miss it. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon, guys.
Thanks,
hon. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Tom. No relation.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.